and I say Jah, Rastafari, Selassie I, with no apology, for I and I are soldiers of love. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Thursday, May the 14th, 2015. Now, we want to try to traverse this. Explain things like they've never been explained before. We keep circling, 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 circling. We're going to land. But we keep circling, circling, discovering more scripture, discovering more truth, being enabled to unite the religious and the scientific community. For the religious and the scientific community are teaching the same one universe, acting as if the two teachings are different because there are two different languages being used. Case in point, there's a scientific term. I'm reading a scientific magazine, The American Scientist, I believe is the name of the magazine. A particular article, I'll have it in my references. The person is talking about clocks and how clocks have been improved upon to tell better time because of use of atoms and use of various metals and various elements from the universe. All of a sudden, the article starts talking about Alpha. Now, remember in Scripture, we are taught that Christ is the Alpha and the Omega. But Christ is the Alpha. The scientists say that there is a most important ingredient in the universe and the manufacturing of the universe that is called Alpha. And Alpha interacts with every atom and every molecule in the universe. Sisters and brothers, you who are versed in Scripture, are we not taught that Christ is the Alpha? The problem is we think that the Bible is not a scientific text. But when we examine the definitions of the words and read the texts and study what the modern day scientists are saying concerning the universe, we cannot help but see that we are looking at the same reality being described from two different perspectives using two different languages. Christ is the Alpha. Now, the Alpha, they say if you alter the Alpha, then the universe is finished. This Alpha is so critical that the Alpha must be Alpha or the universe will be done over, finished. In other words, the Alpha is holding the whole of the universe together. Now, in Scripture, it's the Word, it's the Logos that holds the whole of the universe together. And the Word, the Logos, took on flesh through Christ. So Christ is the atom. See, the Alpha works with every atom and every molecule. The Alpha works with every atom, every molecule. And in religion, you say Logos, you say Word, holds the whole of the universe together and took on the flesh of the universe, which is mass, matter, material, because of the Christ. So therefore, Christ is seen as the atom, specifically the proton and the electron working to give the neutron. The neutron takes on flesh because of the work of the proton as the father in the nuclei. In the mother's womb, you say blastula. And then the work of the electron in the outside of the nuclei in the mother's womb, you say gastula. The electron, the mother, and the proton, the father, gives flesh to the neutron, which in religion is called the Logos, the Word. And The atom in religion is called Christ. And so the word or logos or neutron is the alpha. And the word or logos or neutron or the alpha, same reality, holds the whole of the universe together and holds the whole of the atom together. And you and I are that word. You and I are that logos. You and I are that neutron. You and I are that alpha, that we hold the universe together, and we must come together to bring ourselves into the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth. So much to say, so much to say, so much to say. So Jesus tells us you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. And we'll get into detail later. But that word born has to do with being birthed again from your original birth. We talked about the baptism. That baptism, that original baptism, is descriptive of our original birth as members of Christ's body and being born as Christ. The sun disk 13.7 to 4.5 billion years ago is our birthing as Christ, the sun disk. Further, Yahushua, Jesus says, verse 5, chapter 3, except ye be born of the water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. We're talking about this original birth, not the birth 20, 30, 40 years ago that you went through, 50, 60, 70, 80 years ago that you came through your physical mother. No, we're talking about our collective birth, our collective original baptism, born of the Almighty Father God, of the universe, dark water, dark matter, and born of the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe, dark spirit, dark energy. We have to go back into that birth in our consciousness and recall the whole process that we went through. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad said in his Theology of Time lectures that at one time, before 76 trillion years ago, you couldn't measure space. Why couldn't you measure space, Elijah Muhammad? Because the sun had not yet been born. And the sun, which was birthed between the time of 13.7 to 4.5 billion years ago, is that power that renders from the dark water, matter, dark spirit, energy, renders that reality unseen into the physical, seen, visible reality. And now the sun creates time-space continuum, and time officially begins physically in the universe with the birthing of the sun. But the most honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about the time before 76 trillion years ago where there was no time and space, just eternity. You couldn't measure no space because there was not any space to measure because the sun had not been born. But 76 trillion years ago, according to the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, from the mouth of W.D. Farad, began the process of that atom of life building itself up. This is the Almighty Father, God of the universe, dark water matter. And the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe, working on us as that atom of life, working on us as that Christ, as the members of the body of Christ, 76 trillion years ago, 66 trillion years ago, and 6 trillion years ago, these are the three time periods given to us by the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, estimating into the time of eternity, which is time beyond time, because it's not physical time, because there was no physical universe. The physical universe had not yet come into existence, because we're talking about the time period before the Big Bang, before the birth of the sun. We're talking about that process before the process, the process before the Big Bang. And so, sisters and brothers, we begin to be formed in that day and time. We begin to be formed. But let me say, Jeremiah 1:5 talks about how the Almighty Father and Mother Yahawahayah knew us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. Oh, I love it, I love it. This is not talking about your physical mother. This is talking about this original birth that we're speaking of, which took place sometime from 13.7 to 4.5 billion years ago. That's our birthing process as Christ the Sun Disk. But before the birth, before we were formed, well, Elijah Muhammad said, our forming began to take place, striking a guest into eternity, 76 trillion, 66 trillion, and 6 trillion years ago. So, Jeremiah 1:5 says, before we were formed in the womb of our mother. And that word womb is Sheol, one of the definitions, is Sheol, is feminine, because we were formed in fire. We were formed in hell. See, they put a bad connotation on hell. Sheol is hell. But the scripture tells us scientifically that we were formed in fire. Because why? The water is a plasma type water that we came out of. A hydrogen fire plasma type of water. And we were formed in the womb of our mother, Holy Spirit, goddess of the universe, dark spirit energy. And that womb housed the dark water matter, the fire, plasma, hydrogen type water matter from which we all come. And so before that time period, Yahawahayah knew us before our actual forming, before we were in utero, before we were a fetus, before we were in the embryonic stage in the universe 76 trillion, 66 trillion, 6 trillion years ago. Now that word knew, you look this up for yourself and verify that I'm speaking the truth. That word knew has to do with seeing and perceiving and getting to know, a two-way street. We getting to know the Almighty, Yahawahayah, Yahawahayah, getting to know us. Yahawahayah is Father, Mother, self-existent, living one that causes our existence. First law of science, cause and effect. So in that time before 76 trillion years ago, before we were being formed, Yahawahayah knew us and gave us instructions. See, knowing us. See, we are the self of the Almighty. We are the self that the Almighty began to know the self in order that the Almighty could begin to form the self after knowing the self. You are the self of the Almighty. The Africans taught, know thyself. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I saw a strange commercial. This reminds me of this strange commercial with McConaughey. A commercial for the Lincoln. He said, taking care of the self, when you take care of the self, you are in actuality taking care of other than yourself. I say this is deep and it's true, because you, sister and brother, are the self that is outside of myself, but we are the same self. The same self of the Almighty that the Almighty Yahawahayah began to know sometime before time, sometime before 76 trillion years ago, which is time outside of physical time-space continuum, because it's the time before the Big Bang, the time before the birth of the sun bringing us time and space continuum. So this is a guess into eternity. The Almighty way back began to know you and know me, and began to know and see and think of our attributes and our characteristics. And our personality and our desires and our loves and our wants. The Almighty knew us before we were formed in the womb of our original mother, and gave us instruction. Because why? Because we are the members of the body of Christ, and we were to take that instruction and learn of the Almighty as the Almighty learned of us.
Yes.
The word new, you're learning, you're studying. The Almighty is studying the self of the Almighty so that the Almighty can form the self of the Almighty, bring us through fetus, bring us through embryonic stage, bring us through utero, so that we may eventually be born as the Christ Son disc and come through the purification, purging process and the original baptism of the universe. And so as the Christ, what does it say in Hebrews? That at the proper time, Christ would come in the flesh and lead captivity captive. We were instructed that at the proper time, we would come through from the invisible realm, dark water matter, Almighty Father, God of the universe, dark spirit energy, the Almighty Mother Goddess, the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe. We would come from that unseen realm that has more power in exponentially than the physical world. We would come through that whole process and become encased in a physical structure called a human body, with the purpose of being reminded of our origins. These babies and children have just come from the Almighty and have just come at the proper time, agreed upon by themselves and the Almighty. And our purpose is to remind them that way back, before 76 trillion years ago, the Almighty knew us and gave us the instruction and told us that we are one, told us that we are the self of the Almighty, told us that we are the self of each other. So when you harm the self outside of yourself, you are harming yourself and destroying yourself. No human being has the right to destroy another human being, another child, another baby. That is the self of the Almighty. That is the self of yourself outside of yourself. And so we come to, so when you say before we were formed, we are unformed, unwrought, not been worked on yet. Something hasn't taken place to form us yet. Before 76 trillion years ago, no space to measure, no physical universe. This is the realm of the unseen. This is the realm that the seen has come from. This is the realm of the invisible. This is the power of darkness. See, y'all think that darkness is evil, but darkness is from whence we came. Dark water matter, dark spirit energy. We're born out of darkness into the light. This is the birth process. You begin in darkness. You begin in utero. You begin in the womb. And then you come through the birth process into the light. And so we all began at that time. But the knowing, the Almighty knowing us, is before we were even formed. So you go to Genesis. Oh, let me say. You go to 5:16, 2 Corinthians, where Paul says, again, we keep circling, we keep repeating. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. So you have to strip the universe of the flesh, strip the universe of the physical. When you do that, you don't see the sun anymore. It's a gas, but it's a physical property, a physical reality. You no longer see the stars. You no longer see the earth. You no longer see any physical property. You have to go before the Big Bang. You have to go into the process before the Big Bang, where there was no physical universe. It's dark water, dark matter, dark spirit, dark energy, the hidden, unseen, invisible world that outnumbers, is more populous than the physical world 10 to 1. Genesis. chapter 1, the earth was without form and void. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, the gods and the goddesses created the heavens and the earth. When you check the word beginning, that's talking about time-space continuum, the beginning of time. Well, at that point, verse 1, chapter 1 of Genesis is giving you the Big Bang and what preceded the Big Bang. But verse 2 of Genesis chapter 1, the earth without form, is really giving us the reality before verse 1. See, verse 1, in the beginning, time-space continuum, that's the physical universe. That's the birth of the sun. The sun gives you the beginning. The Christ, the Alpha, the Word, the Logos, gives you us the beginning of the physical universe, the beginning of time-space continuum. That is the earth formed. That is the physical universe formed. That is mass, matter, material formed, having come through the light and the fire and the sun disk, the atom of life, being purged and purified and compacted into the physical universe. That's verse 1. Now verse 2 takes you behind verse 1. I'm so thankful to be able to better understand these scriptures and the scientific significance of these scriptures, because verse 2 says the earth was without form and void. That is the period of time before 76 trillion years ago. No, excuse me. That is the period of time before the Big Bang. The Big Bang, the birth of the sun, and the flesh, physical, mass, matter, material universe. You can measure space at that point. 13.7, 4.5 billion years ago. Before 13.7 billion years ago, you cannot measure space because space was not formed yet. The physical world was not formed, not having gone through the baptizing process and birthing of the sun and the sun rendering the invisible into the physical, visible universe. So the earth was without form, is before the Big Bang. No form, no time, no space to measure, no physical, visible, mass, matter, material universe, just dark water matter and dark spirit energy, just the Almighty Father God of the universe, dark water matter, and the Almighty Mother Holy Spirit, Goddess of the universe, dark spirit energy. Now, without form, let's see if we can go into a few definitions. For the next sessions, we're going to do this and get back to St. John chapter 3 and continue, and we're going to land this thing. We've been circling and circling and circling, but we keep running into science and running into confirmation. So, without form. Let's hear the pronunciation, sisters and brothers.
Strong's H, 8414, Tohu, Tohu.
This is a masculine noun and is defined as formless, confusion, unreality, emptiness, formlessness, of primeval earth. Now, primeval has to do with the original time and original order. Nothingness, empty space, empty or unreal, it even says of idols, wasteland, wilderness, solitary places, place of chaos, vanity. We used every facet of the universe to teach us all manner of truths. The scientific reality is that the earth without form and void has to do with the fact that no physical universe had come into existence yet. That would be the time period. The physical universe is after 13.7 billion years ago, after the Big Bang. But before the Big Bang, and I am reminded that the study of the process before the Big Bang is called by many modern day scientists string theory. When the scientists are talking about string theory, they are talking about their theories concerning the whole process that took place before the Big Bang. So the earth without form and void, physical universe not formed yet, physical universe not rendered yet, yet empty space. The space is empty. Today the space is not empty because the sun, born 13.7 billion years ago to 4.5 billion years ago, filled in the empty space with the physical visible universe. So this scripture, earth without form and void, formless, empty space. And so when you study that reality, and then you look at a human being, because the earth is also called Ptah in Egypt. And Ptah, the earth mound, represents the mind, M-I-N-D. And so we saw this as a birth process, but then we look at it again and say the mind that is empty and unformed is a mind that is full of confusion, unreality, unreal, a wasteland, a wilderness, and a place of chaos. So we take the scientific reality of the universe and we continue to study it and teach truths of ourselves. And so the earth without form, the time before the Big Bang, that which they call string theory, the earth without form. And so when the mind is not formed, when the mind is empty, it can become chaotic, full of vanity, full of that which is empty. It can become a wasteland, a wilderness, unreal like an idol. An idol having, now we are all idols. We are all images and likeness of the Almighty. But when we are disconnected from the Almighty, when we are made empty, we are rendered powerless and become a powerless idol, a fallen idol. You don't have a fallen idol unless you have an idol that is not fallen. The whole universe is an idol, an image and likeness of the Almighty, connected to the Almighty. See, that's why we have to understand the sun and the flesh. The sun precedes the flesh. The sun precedes the physical universe. The sun renders purification and purging to the flesh and the mass matter material universe. When we come through that process, we are an idol, image, likeness of the Almighty that is connected. But when we are disconnected, then we become empty, vain, unreal, confused, and full of chaos. But that scientific understanding that at one point the universe before the Big Bang was empty space because the sun had not been born to render from the empty space the physical universe, to fill the universe with the physical mass matter material universe. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.